we inform.
Religious freedom is about people of faith being able to live out their faith, live out their convictions, no matter where they are.
We equip.
Sacred honor is the courage to speak truth, to live out your free speech.
We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
This is At the Core on American Family Radio.
Welcome to The Core here on American Family Radio. Walker Wildman here with you on the program, and glad to have you with us on this episode of The Core. It's our Monday edition of the program. We're live. Walker Wildman here with you on American Family Radio. The show's hosted each week by Rick Green and myself. We host the show Monday through Friday, and Rick's with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm with you Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So once again, glad to have you with us on the program. Jam-packed show. We've got guests in all three segments, including this one, and we're going to jump to that here briefly. If you want to listen to the podcast or subscribe to the podcast, you can do so over at AFR.net or wherever you listen to podcasts. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just type in At the Core, click the subscribe button, and you can get the show that way. We've also got the video up, as we do each day, on Facebook, At the Core on Facebook, and over at our streaming platform, streaming.afa.net. Well, without further ado, I want to jump into this topic and moving on and not wasting our time here on the show. We do have a guest with us, Reverend Jerry Angelo. He's a founder and president, also the chairman of Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates, and he has various projects underneath that ministry that he's been heading up, and he's with us now to talk about natural marriage. Reverend Angelo, welcome to The Core.
Oh, hey, great. Thank you, Walker. And I also want to say thank you to Jameson and the rest of the team and American Family. And, of course, all the glory goes to the Lord Jesus. Thanks for having me on.
Amen. Yeah, thanks so much for those kind words. I agree. Dr. Jameson Taylor, a great ally in the movement and colleague here at American Family Association. Hey, Reverend Jerry Angelo, you've been working on this for a while now. I don't know how many years you've been in the ministry. You can maybe tell us that during the introduction here. But tell us about your organization, the work, and then we'll jump into this National Marriage Week.
Sure, yeah. I'm the founder, along with my wife, Kate Angelo, of the Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates. And that the purpose of that organization is to serve the ministries of Marriage Minute and the Prayer Initiative. And these ministries are the driving force behind our community marriage initiative in our that's based in our hometown in Springfield, Missouri. But we don't just cover that area. We cover not only Southwest Missouri, but the whole state of Missouri, Oklahoma, and any other states that want to get involved in the things that we're doing. And one of the big projects that we're working on right now is bringing awareness to National Marriage Week, which is February 7th through the 14th every year. And so we want to bring awareness to that. We want to bring honor to that and glory, like the Lord says in Hebrews 13:4, that marriage should be honored by everyone. And so that's our primary goal with National Marriage Week that we're doing now with the proclamations, is to bring awareness to that. But it's just the first step of a movement that we have to strengthen and encourage marriage and family.
Yeah, and this is very important because, out in the world and in culture and society, we try to kind of get to the bottom of what the definition of marriage is, and people are confused and they give seven different answers. But here we are proclaiming the truth, right, with that marriage is between one man and one woman, and that within that covenant relationship comes blessing, comes abundance. Also comes growth, right, and difficulty at times. What kind of traction are you getting around the country as far as maybe governors or state or local officials proclaiming this National Marriage Week, which is February 7th through 14? What kind of traction are you getting?
Sure, and I don't want to leave out our faithful partners in the labor here, the National Marriage Week folks, and also the folks from Community Marriage Initiative, and who's led by Carl Caton. And so I don't want to leave them out in this. I'm just have kind of been going around several states here. And in fact, we just got back from Oklahoma City, where we met with Governor Kevin Stitt. And he has signed one. I'm very thankful for him for that. And we're actually going to be meeting with him soon about some initiatives that we'd like to do in the state of Oklahoma. Our very own Secretary of State of Missouri, Jay Ashcroft, he has also signed one. We're very gracious and thankful for that. And Texas Governor Abbott, we just got one in the mail from him not too long ago. And so he's on board and supportive with the movement that we have. And last but not least, certainly, is Governor Tate Reeves of good old Mississippi. And again, I think the folks there, American Family, helped us get that one. So he has signed marriage proclamation as well.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Angelo, once again, we're talking to Reverend Jerry Angelo. He's the founder and president of Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates. Let's get into why marriage, right? Because as Christians, you and I know, we look at Scripture and we see it's clear why God created the institution of marriage. But for those listening out there, why is marriage between a man and a woman? Why is it important? What are the benefits to society? Why marriage?
Well, sure. Well, of course, you know, our Lord created marriage before church, before government, and he ends, and it begins in the Bible in Genesis of a marriage between one man and one woman. And then at the end of the Bible, which is in Revelation, it's a marriage supper of the Lamb. And every other book in the Bible is weaved a love story of Christ reconciling his bride. And so marriage is important. We need to be checking into that and doing it his way, because if he has put that much effort in marriage in his word, we better be paying attention to that. And, you know, a strong marriage is the foundation of strong families and a strong society. And marriage continues to be the most popular voluntary institution, where over 90% of people are going to get married. So we probably need to learn how to do that. And what better example than God's word? Mm-hmm. But not only his word, but based on research, married people have healthier lifestyles. They live longer. They have more wealth and economic assets. And guess what? Their children tend to do better academically, emotionally, and every other way. And, you know, to the contrary, when we're talking about divorce, there is a significant negative impact financially, relationally, on our society. But when you support strong marriage, every unit of investment brings a positive multifold return on our society. And in fact, you know, I could hit you with a bunch of studies. I know we don't have a lot of time for that, but I saw a study done by Olson and Turvey not too long ago that for every dollar that a company invests in their employees' marital wellness, they get a return on that investment of almost $6 to $7. And, you know, it's just crazy. There was a group that we're affiliated with back in 2017. They invested about a dollar a person. There was about 1 million people, and they did that for 3 years. So they put in almost $3 million. And they estimated that by the time they were done with that study, they were able to significantly reduce the divorce rate by 28%. And they concluded that based on the amount of people and their investment, that they saved the taxpayers about $28.4 million, which roughly comes out to about $31,000 per couple. That's the public cost. So we're spending $31,000 per couple of our public money on these divorces, when if we just invest just a fraction of that amount, we would have such a higher return on that investment.
That's fascinating. I love how you presented that there. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, there's so many angles we could take here, right? But the angle of Christianity and the Bible and God's teachings and God's word, of course, that should be at the forefront of the reason we do what we do. But within that, right, is the societal benefits that, honestly, the way you just described it there, benefit everybody. This isn't that if you're a Christian, you benefit, and if you're not, you don't benefit. All of this following God's way is beneficial to all, whether you want to submit to your life to him or not. You can reap the benefits of God's plan simply by following his commands. And what you just described there is a no-brainer. You know, the fact that our government on many levels either claims that they don't really care about marriage and is it between a man and a woman or two men? I mean, we could really care less, right? This more a secular approach. Or then you even have the Supreme Court in different states and federal agencies that are talking about how marriage can be kind of whatever you want it to be. It's all part, in my opinion, of the controlled demolition of the West, which is made up and was founded on Judeo-Christian values and worldview. But otherwise, it doesn't make sense, Jerry. It doesn't make sense that government and our institutions would not promote God's design, knowing it's best for everyone. I mean, it really makes no sense unless they're not really interested in preserving society and making things better.
I think you are right on target. You know, there's so many pundits out there that are like, huh, I just don't understand. It's like, well, they have evil intent because, you know, there are facts to back up, you know, the kind of work that we're doing is, again, God's word proves it. The statistics back it up, call it the science, if you will. But if you look at the numbers and you look at the facts, why wouldn't you invest in your societies to make them strong, make them more productive and successful, unless you have ill intent? And, you know, I don't know. I just let the facts, you know, fall where they may.
I know. And once again, folks, we're talking to Reverend Jerry Angelo. He's founder and president of Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates. And the primary reason we had Reverend Angelo on is because we're talking about Natural Marriage Week. We're talking about the different proclamations that various governors have made across the country on this subject. It's such a very central subject, not only to our work here at AFA, but also to our country, right, as having strong families. But the last thing I'll mention, Reverend Angelo, is God created, not only do we have a responsibility as individuals to uphold the marriage covenant that we enter into, but also government has a responsibility to promote what is good. And the divorce process, it's messy in America, and it's broken to a degree because of the lack of accountability. I mean, this departing the marriage covenant with little to no repercussions is just unconscionable. So talk about that briefly. We got about 2 minutes left.
Sure. You know, I'm not even getting into like the issues with fatherlessness and, you know, single parent households. And, you know, it's just better for that marriage unit to stay intact with the kids. It keeps people out of poverty. There's just so much to go into there. And I don't want to come off as high and mighty either. You know, God's going to love you where you're at. If you want to start today, right now, and start honoring marriage the way God intended, you're only going to be blessed for that. But, you know, we also need to get, you know, be more proactive and not just be the emergency room at the bottom of the cliff. We need to be proactive. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do is we want to help educate people on and train them and give them skills that they can use. And the first step that they can go to is they can go to marriageminute.org, go to our website. They can download this pastor's proclamation. Or government officials can take a stand for marriage that way. But not only that, but there are free resources on that website. Mm. And we want to help pastors. We want to help faith-based organizations. We want to help businesses to maybe they can host some of these trainings. Maybe they can invest in their employees. Please contact us. Let us show you what we can do to invest in your company, invest in your church, in your community, because that's how we're going to turn our society around, because as the marriage goes, the home's going to go, the church, or the community, our society, our state, and our nation.
Mm, absolutely. It's that important. Hey, Reverend Angelo, give us your URL real quick.
MarriageMinute.org would be the easiest way to get there. You can find our parent company, Vanguard Marriage and Family Advocates, from there.
Yeah, MarriageMinute.org. Hey, Reverend Angelo, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Bless you. Reverend Jerry Angelo. And you know, to Jerry's point there, this isn't a presentation. See, the presentation of Christianity and the presentation of God's design for us, right, in marriage, isn't this high and mighty, we're better than you approach. Not at all. It's the opposite. It's the opposite, actually. Because where would any of us be without God? Without Jesus's intervention and the intervention of the Holy Spirit in our lives, where would Bobby and I be? Where would everybody be? We would be lost without God. So this is everything but a, you know, we've got it figured out, and you people who are struggling with your marriage don't have it figured out. No, not at all. God offers restoration through repentance and forgiveness to anyone who comes. That's what the scripture teaches. And what we're simply talking about here, folks, is what is the standard? What is the standard? Before we can even address your individual circumstance, your individual marriage, and whatever has happened there, we have to all agree on what the standard is. And God's standard, God desires for us to enter into a marriage covenant and to stay faithfully wed to our husband or wife until death do us part. That's God's design, and we should all be working towards that end. We'll be back in a few.